Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Colossians chapter 2, we finished verses 4 through 7, and we are beginning a new passage today.
Thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Today we begin our study in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. I have titled this verse, Be Thankful for Warnings. Now perhaps you'd like to have a copy of this study, and you can do so by writing us at the address our radio announcer will be giving at the conclusion of the broadcast each day. Make sure that you specify Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, and the title, Be Thankful for Warnings, and make sure that you send us a gift of $5, indicate you would have a CD. In addition to that, if you'll let us know what radio station you're listening to, that will help us very much. Now let me also ask you to write us, even if you're not wanting a CD, we're not asking you to send us a financial contribution, but rather, we're asking you to write us and let us know that you are listening. Lamp and Light Ministries grow by people listening and by telling others about our radio ministry. So please be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ and also tell others about this broadcast. Now we hope you have a Bible and a pencil and paper so you can take notes and you can follow along with us. We use the King James Bible because we try to use the Bible that is right along with the right text, and that is, and so therefore we use it and we do word studies. So we want you to have that as we do these studies. Now in Colossians chapter 2 verse 8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. I remember years ago moving to Pensacola, Florida. I believe it was 1974. As I was preparing to take my wife and children there and to enter college, we were also in the midst of a recession. I went to work for a fire alarms company that sold fire alarms in the home. Well, we went through a week of sales training, and then I think I stayed with it about 3 weeks, and then I realized this was not something that was going to help me to go through college. And so I was there for approximately 4 weeks, and that was it. Now, during that time, there was a terrible storm, and part of a bridge washed out. Now, a man who was at a sales meeting that morning was driving out that bridge. There were no signs up. There were no warnings. And he drove off the end of the bridge to his death in the bay below. Now the scriptures are filled with warnings, not only about hell, and we need to hear sermons about hell. Jesus spoke about hell more than any other Bible character. But we also need warnings. And warnings that will help us as God's people avoid things that will bring loss of reward and shame. Now, our text is one of those warnings. And you'll notice there he says, beware. Now, that word is defined as be constantly looking out. Keep a watchful eye. Always be on the lookout. The idea is of imminent danger because the enemy is lurking in the darkness. While I was at college, most of my time until I started pastoring in college was at a TGNY store. This TGNY store was in a shopping center, And one night, somebody was holding up the grocery store that was right next door to the TGNY. Someone ran in and told us, and I called the police. And while I was talking to the police, the hold-up men ran out of the grocery store, and several of the people in our store were standing out front and looking down that way. And somebody hollered or said something, and the gunman turned and fired a shot down our way. All the people come running in. Now, no one got shot, but all the people come running in. And someone said, they're coming here to hold up the store. Well, I was at the front of the store. And with shots being fired, I told the lady at the police department, I am going to drop the phone now. They're coming this way to hold up the store. She says, well, don't leave. Stay right there. She says, we don't want you to take off. And I told the lady, I'll leave the telephone off the hook. But they're coming, and they're shooting, and I've got to go. She said, please, down the line. Well, I had to let her know that I wasn't going to stand there and get shot talking to her. I didn't want a gunman to come in and say, who are you talking to? And I'd have to say, well, the police. So I dropped the telephone and I fled the danger. Now, they didn't actually come to the store. They jumped in a getaway car and took off. But the point is that when danger was that close and imminent, I was watching out. You have to beware. Now, as a Christian, this same warning goes out to you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Believe me, we were watching for this gunman with great care and watchfulness. In like manner, the devil is lurking out there for you. And so our text says, beware lest any man spoil you. Now the word spoil literally means to carry away captive, to carry off booty. Sometimes when armies would carry off men as slaves, they would mark these people and clothe them in ways to indicate they were slaves. Daniel was made a eunuch. And that way, if these people returned to their country, there would be shame in front of their own people. In 2 Samuel chapter 10, the Ammonites took David's men and shaved off half their beards and cut off their garments to the back of the waist. The shame was great for those men. And so David had them wait in Jericho until their beards grew back. Now, I believe in heaven we'll have somewhat of that same shame of those who were taken captive by Satan at Satan's will. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 24 through 26, we read this. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Now, isn't that the way that it is with Christ? He is gentle, and he is patient, and he instructs us even when we oppose ourselves. And, you know, that's why as a preacher, we need to preach to repent, and we need to preach holiness. And the reason, he says in verse 26, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at will. In other words, this is looking at a weak Christian. And it says the devil knows how to pull your string. He knows how weak your resolve actually is. Now, the picture in our text is not of Satan just robbing you of some blessing. Instead, our text is a picture of taking you captive, just like a prisoner of war. There was a pastor that I knew who fell into immorality and lost his church, and lost his family. Although he had the call of God, he will never be able to return to the pastorate. He became a prisoner of war, in the war of the lust of the flesh. Years ago, one of J. Paul Getty's children, or it may have been a grandchild, was kidnapped. Now, J. Paul Getty, at one time, may have been the wealthiest person in the world, and he was one of the most wealthiest people in the world. And the child, I believe, was in the late teens or early 20s, was near security, but there was not enough security, and he was not close enough, and he was kidnapped. Now, some Christians, in like matter, are going to church. They're even active in a ministry, but they're not close enough to security. Oh, you've got books, you've got clubs and activities, but there's little devotion and little meditation, and the devil sees you on the outer fringe. My friend, he's ready to kidnap you. Lately, I found more conference speakers as I get around at some conferences, and they're recommending that you read these various secular books. Now, they may be good secular books, but my friend, victory, power, wisdom, and knowledge are in Christ and in His Word. Now, I have spent many years, since the year 1974, reading the Bible through at least one time each year, and sometimes more. In addition to that, I've been doing in-depth studies. You don't get studies, for example, like I'm doing with you with the book of Colossians, by just a reading of the Word. You've got to do in-depth studies to get there. And friend, I still don't know it all. And my friend, when I do in-depth studies, I don't look at a secular book. And I don't look at what a secular book has to say about philosophy. Rather, I look into the Word of God. I look into the Greek. I look into various commentaries and things of that nature that and I check out those things. Now, every kidnapping or spoiling is the result of a well-laid-out plan. Friend, Satan has plans. So let us see how he tries to snare that sincere Christian who's trying to do right. Now, notice the five ways Satan seeks to spoil you. In other words, beware. Be warned. Because the Bible now is telling us what the devil does. Now, he says through philosophy. If we followed philosophy from the early ages, we would find one common thread among most philosophers. They do not hold a high view of the inspiration of Scripture. They all look for solutions to the problems of life outside the Word of God. Now, there are some that call themselves Christian, and they look for solutions in addition to the Word of God. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation for the Bible stand.